Shalom Aleichem, we are continuing with the halachas of Koveya, Itim Latar, and Emir Tashem, our learning this sugya, and especially when people are Koveya, Itim Latar on a daily basis, that should, Bezrat Hashem, be a schus for Klal Yisrael during these challenging times in Eretz Yisrael. It should act as a shmira for the chayalim, protecting Klal Yisrael. It should act as a shmira, Emir Tashem, for those who are currently held in captivity, and also as schus for those who need a refuah. Shalema. We have been learning our sugya, very important sugya, Kovei Itim Latar. There's an obligation for a man to have set times to learn on a daily basis. We answered the question, where should it be? Where should it be? Ideally in a base medrash. That's the ideal place to be learning. But if you can't make it to a base medrash, wherever, it will be conducive for learning. So have a set place. And when should it be? That's question number two. It should be in the day and the night. It's twice a day. Kavata itim the Torah. Two times. Itim is plural tense. Itim the Torah on a daily basis. Day and night, based on the pasuk Vagisabo Yomam Valayla and Sefer Yehoshua. Vagisabo Yomam Valayla. Day and night. Day and night is when we are Kovei Itim the Torah. Ideal time is to do it in the morning after Shachris or before Shachris, a time when we don't have so many distractions at a night. The Bi'ur Halacha recommended before Marav, get to Shul early and have a kfius at that point. But it doesn't have to be then, but it has to be. That is question number two. When? So, Kovei Itim LaTorah, twice a day, once during the day, once during the night. And what should somebody learn? So it depends how much time you have. But the minimum would be learning some halacha and some musar. You can't get by, says the Mishnah Berurah, with just learning Gemara. You have to know how to act as a Jew. You have to know how to do mitzvahs, how to avoid aveiras. So it has to include at least some halacha and some musar on a daily basis. And now we've gotten to the question, the critical question, question number four. How long does somebody need to spend on learning in order to be Mekayim, in order to fulfill the mandate of Koveya Itim LaTorah? So we're going to go through various opinions. We're going to start out with what the Shulchan Aruch says. Keitzad, Haya Bal Umanas V'Osek B'Malachta Gimel Shas Bayim. Somebody who has to work. So he's involved in his work 3 hours a day. B'Teisha B'Torah and nine learning. So that is an example of the Shulchan Aruch. Kovei Itim LaTorah is 9 hours a day. And working 3 hours a day, very not so practical nowadays with the demanding job schedules that we have. So we'll go to a more lenient opinion. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who lived in the years 1745 to 1812, so he wrote the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. This is the Baal HaTani. Unbelievable, he wrote this work by the age of 20. Unbelievable brilliance. So his example is as follows: Kovei Itim LaTorah Kamo. For example, approximately. Chetzi ayom lefachos, at least half of the day. At least half of the day, milvad limud alayla, in addition to learning at night. V'lo yasak b'molocha kol ayom aruba. Don't be involved in your work all day long, or even the majority of your day should not be working. So at least half, more than half of the day, should be spent learning. So that is the second example. Again, giving our demanding work schedules, that is not going to be practical for most people, the vast majority of people. So we're going to go to a more lenient opinion, more recent. Number three is going to be the Kaf HaChaim, written by Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer. He lived in the ages, the years of 1870 to 1939, and he says, after, if it's possible, Yesh Likboa Gimel Shaos Ritzufim Belima, we should establish 3 hours straight, consecutive, don't be disturbed, focused on the learning for 3 hours. That would be an example of a Seder, a daily Seder, Koveya Itim LaTorah. Now, there are more lenient opinions as well. The Maharsha says as follows, Ikar Masav, the Masu Matan. Somebody is focused more, most of his hours are spent on work. Ubisha'a Achas Kavua Lo Chayav Liomod. He has to learn an hour a day, Kavua. Has to be consistent on a regular basis. That is going to be your Kovei Itim LaTorah, an hour a day. And somewhat similar, the Karen Ora, living 1784 to 1852, says, Shah achas b'yom, v'shah achas b'layla, gamken kiyam a mitzvah. An hour in the day, an hour in the night, that is a fulfillment of Kovei Itim LaTorah. So we have numerous opinions on this, going from 9 hours a day, is it over half of the day, 3 hours a day, 1 hour a day, 1 hour. Bottom line is the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows, V'chein linyan Talmud Torah ha'inyan chein hi. This is the bottom line when it comes to learning. Ki akol taloi livnei Hashem Yisbarach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking, are we doing what we should be doing? What is he looking at? Im ose kol asher b'kocho la'asos. Is somebody doing, based on his subjective abilities, is he doing what he is able to do? Is he doing everything that he is able to do? Is he really putting in effort? Is he trying hard? Or is he not? And that's a very subjective standard, depending on the demands of somebody's job and the demands of somebody's family life and the needs of somebody's family life and the wife and the kids and the parents, etc. So many aspects, so many variables contribute to when and what somebody, how long somebody is able to learn for on a daily basis. But the bottom line, says the Mishnah Berurah, is based on your subjective situation, based on each of our subjective situations, im ose kol asher b'kol chol asos. This is in Siman Aleph of the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Beis. Are you doing everything in your power to be able to learn? In other words, when you're not doing the productive, necessary activities during your day that need you, are you learning? And do you have you carved out a kaveh? Have each of us carved out a kfiyas itin l'Torah daily basis, twice a day? Now, what does that mean? Practically speaking, how do we do this? So we have a concept of tafasta meruba lo tafasta. Don't do too much. Don't do too much because then you may fail and not do anything. But also, when each of us is establishing a kfiyas, we should not do too little as well. We shouldn't do too little. We shouldn't do too much. We have to do it just right. Now, this changes over time also. It's a subjective standard, and it's also going to change over time. So that's something that has to be adjusted on a regular basis. But again, the standard of the Mishnah Berurah is absolutely critical. Im ose kol asher b'kol chol asos. I remember there was a time that I was teaching at Eishet Torah, and a student came over. He was a med student studying somewhere, and he was going into his second year, and he says, I want to write up a schedule for being Kovei Itim the Torah. And he brought his iPad. This is many, many years ago. I don't know if I had seen an iPad at the time. Maybe I had. No, I had. But certainly it was interesting to see somebody's schedule on an iPad. And he had his courses built in. And he said, went through and he said, I'm going to be able to daven at this time. And how about learning? And we found half an hour a day. It had to work into the courses was not up to him when he had courses. So he had no choice or flexibility on that. But we were able to find a half an hour a day. Medical school is unbelievably demanding. And the point was, don't overcommit, but don't undercommit. Let's be realistic and let's establish something that it is going to take effort on your part. Kefi kol asher kol chol asot, kol asher d'kol chol asot. Do as much as you can, but don't overcommit, because if you overcommit, you may not do anything. And that was, we discussed on how, no, he was successful. Hopefully he's continued. This is many years ago, but hopefully he's continued that, because we see the critical concept of Koveya Itim Latorah twice a day, and we should be learning as much as we can, but be realistic about it. And Amir Tashem, our question tomorrow is, what happens when things come up? Things come up, get in the way that were out of our control. How do you handle that? How do you handle issues like that, and can you make it up? If you missed your kfiyas, can you make it up? So that will be our next couple days, Amir Tz Hashem. Have a wonderful day. Thanks so much for listening.